kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tanda pa ng 74 taong gulang na si Confa Blue ang pag-alis niya sa bansang Cyprus noong 1956 noong siya ay 9 taong gulang pa lamang upang makapiling ang ama sa Sydney.
I do actually, yes, I do. The first time I went on a big boat, when I left Limassol in Cyprus, I thought I was still in the city. In those years, it used to take us something like 35-40 days to get to Australia. But I do remember our first port of call was Fremantle, where we stayed a couple of days. Then went to Melbourne and they brought us to Sydney by train.
Mahigit 60 taon ang nakalipas, pinarangalan siya ng Medal of Order of Australia na bahagi ng Queen's Birthday Honours para sa kanyang serbisyo sa komunidad ng iba't ibang kultura. Nagsimula ang kanyang pagiging volunteer sa Sydney noong 1970s sa pamamagitan ng lokal na simbahan bago pa man naging aktibo ito sa community sport.
Yeah, towards the end of 1975, we got a new priest at the St. Spiron Church. And he was looking for ways to attract the younger parents. So in those years we had Greek afternoon schools, and from those Greek afternoon schools we formed 8 teams. They used to play in their own little competition against each other.
Ang club na kanyang tinulungan na kilalang Southeast Eagles ay may dosenang koponan na. Pangulo ng naturang club si Ginoong Fablu at dati ding miyembro ng Greek-Australian Sports Hall of Fame Committee. At kanyang ipinagmamalaki ang pagtulong na maitaguyod ang St. Spiriton College.
We started off in 83 with 46 students and now we're up to 800 students. We started with 3 classes, first, second and Kindy, and now we're fully into high school, of course. And as I said, we've got close to 800 students. That's one of the proudest moments or achievements that we did at Through St. Spiriton Church.
Naghihinay-hinay na si Ginoong Fablu sa pagiging aktibo sa club, pero masaya pa rin siyang nagpupunta dito, lalo't nandun naglalaro ang kanyang mga apo.
I honestly believe that some people are born to help others, to be honest, and I just like to help people where I can, in any way that I can help them, you know?
Isa pa sa mga honors list ay si Yvonne Weldon na kinilala naman sa serbisyo ng Indigenous Community. Ang konsehal ng Sydney ay may malaking ugnayan sa Wiradjuri Country sa Kora na kanluran ng Sydney. Espesyal ani Yvonne na mapabilang sa Order of Australia.
I'm so humbled by being recognized for what I have done my entire life, what so many of my elders have done their lives and what they have done in their lives, they have done it for me and so many others. So it's such an honor to be recognized, but also to be able to give back.
Si Yvonne Weldon ang unang Indigenous Councillor para sa Sydney na naluklok sa pwesto noong December 2021. Deputy Chair din siya ng New South Wales Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council. Ayon kay Yvonne, ang mga hamon na kinaharap ng kanyang ninuno, gaya ng nakaw na henerasyon, ang nag-udyok sa kanya na isulong ang advokasya para sa mga isyu ng katutubo.
And I think about my mom, when she... she grew up on a mission and she used to have to hide from the welfare so that they didn't take her as well. But, there's so many memories of my family that lived to tell the stories of so many of them that were taken. And, the fact that my mum recalls being sat down to be counted, to be included after the 67 referendum, after being born in a segregated part of Cowra Hospital is so telling in today's age. How far we have come, but how much further we need to go.
Umaasa din siyang ang susunod na henerasyon ay makikinabang sa kanyang mga ginagawa.
They also want to know about your journey and that connection with, our mobs as well is an important part of that yarn. But really, for me, it's about showing that it is possible to achieve. And I'm certainly, achieving the best way I possibly can. And I've had some great supporters, from many different walks of life and I hope that, that continues with those young kids into their future.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Sean Wales para sa SBS News. Isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.